Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like feel-good stories. People working together, collaborating, doing things for the community. That makes me feel good. It sure feels good to me.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now here on a Friday morning. 7:46. Three big things. Andover Library rejects a request to move three children's books with LGBT characters out of the children's section.
Two.
Tucker County Sheriff investigators discover large cache of stolen property.
One.
President Trump plans national emergency announcement after signing funding legislation. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The highways in Wichita really icing up and getting slippery out there. We've now had a traffic accident westbound Kellogg at Mays Road. That's westbound Kellogg at Mays, so watch for a big slowdown there now. And we also had a traffic accident reported a little bit earlier, eastbound Kellogg at Tyler. Bridges and overpasses are icing up this morning. The conditions not very good out there. Make sure you're leaving plenty of room between yourself and the vehicle in front of you. And make sure that you leave early enough to give yourself plenty of time to get where you're going out there this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Well, how about a 40-degree swing in temperatures? Cloudy and cold with an 80% chance for snow or a wintry mix today. And a high of 28 degrees. Yesterday's high, 67. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight. The overnight low, 16. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance for a wintry mix. And a high of 33 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, northeast wind at 15 miles per hour and 22 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. Researchers claim millions of children suffer with mental illness and many never get help.
This is House Call for Health, a disturbing new report on American children and mental health. Researchers from the University of Michigan analyzed survey data from the parents of more than 46 million children and teens. They find that around one out of every seven children had at least one mental health condition. That's nearly 8 million children. And of those children and young adults, roughly half of them are not being appropriately treated. Child mental health experts say there are a number of reasons why the treatment numbers are so low. They include the social stigma of mental health issues, the availability of caregivers, and lack of insurance coverage. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Here's some good positive news, Ted. It's not just your imagination. Media jobs disappeared in 2018 at the fastest rate since year one of the Great Recession. How about that? That's according to a report from Challenger Gray and Christmas, which found 15,474 announced job cuts across all media, including TV, publishing, broadcast, and print news and movies. Does that mean we're going to go away? News organizations accounted for 11,878 cuts, which was up a staggering 281% from a year earlier, when news organizations cut only 4,062 jobs. Marks the highest number of total cuts since 2009, when there were 22,346 losses as the Great Recession sliced deeply into ad revenue.
Yeah, and that paradigm really hasn't changed much, where they're making us all do more with less. Yeah.
We talk about quite a bit about what's happened with newspapers, for one. Although, you know, I look at the television stations here locally, and they've got about 9,000 people working at all of them. They got a lot of people. But maybe they haven't been hit yet by all of this. Stocks finished mixed Thursday. The S&P 500 index dropped 7 points. The Dow fell 103 points. And the NASDAQ edged up just over 6 points. Amazon left New York City jilted on Valentine's Day, scrapping plans to build a massive headquarters campus in Queens amid fierce opposition from local politicians angry about nearly $3 billion in tax breaks and the company's anti-union stance. Along with thousands of jobs, the Seattle company had planned to spend $2.5 billion building its new offices in the Big Apple. So How does it trade off? You know, $3 billion in tax breaks, but they were going to come back and spend $2.5 billion.
Yeah, you get all those jobs.
Plus the jobs come in. All those people pay taxes. You know, so
and that won't be there now.
It sounds a little bit like New York City officials. They kind of shot themselves in the foot, as we say here in the Midwest. The U.S. long-term mortgage rates fell this week to a 12-month low, an enticement for prospective homebuyers in the upcoming season. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rate declined to 4.37%. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, looking for a place to hold an event in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. The headline is Space Race. The competition between event spaces has become more intense, so much so that abode venue leaders decided to get out of the business. There are many places to choose from these days if you're holding a business event or a wedding reception. And the competition is going to get more intense when the new baseball stadium is complete. It'll also have event space. Jesse Griffith is director of operations for the Hudson. She says the downtown market doesn't yet appear to be saturated. She says there seems to be enough business to go around at this point. Christina Blumel at Exploration Place says they are extremely pleased with their rentals program. They're on track for a record year. Griffith says event marketing is growing. This week's top 25 list, the largest Wichita area engineering firms, ranked by number of Wichita area engineers. Professional Engineering Consultants is at the top at 67. MKEC Engineering is next at 60. The rest of the top five, Baum & Company, WSP USA, and Dudley Williams & Associates. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
It's an interesting story on venues and places to hold events. You're talking about, I was just thinking about our reunion. We have a high school reunion every 5 years, like clockwork. We've used Exploration Place, Botanica, Cowtown.
Right.
And then out to Rolling Hills Country Club, places like that. But the interesting story that you've got on that today.
Yeah, it's become more intense. It was a big surprise when Abode Venue decided to close up shop.
Mm. All right. Today is, how'd Valentine's Day go for you? Any glitches?
Oh, man, it was great.
Really?
Okay. Oh.
Is that it? That's all you're going to tell me?
That's about it. Yeah, we had kind of a meal at home, and that's about it.
Okay.
Fell asleep pretty early.
Well, you know, you're getting to that age.
Well, you know.
Hey, by the way, just on that same topic, how are you on meetings? Because, you know, Ted and I have talked about this over the years, and they don't even invite us to meetings around here anymore because they know what's going to happen.
Speaking of sleep, what do you think of meetings?
Yeah. Ted, several years ago, we had a weather meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Freeman from 3 come out, and boy, the first thing, it's right around noontime. Ted and I have been on the job, you know, and they should lower the lights.
Yeah, then when they lowered the lights, that was the end of that story.
That was it, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know about Ted, but
I believe one or both of us were audibly snoring.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not our finest moment.
No.
We try not to have too many meetings around here, and if we do, we try to get them done pretty quickly. You know.
3 minutes?
It gets in the way of work, yeah.
Can you do that? If you can't do it in 3 minutes, it's not worth doing, right?
By golly.
Listen, our boss, Jackie Wise, who's known me for a good many years, she likes to tell about my sleeping during department head meetings years ago.
Right.
Apparently, she's just got a big kick out of that. I don't know why. See a guy sleeping over there while everybody's talking. But the thing is, people get in the meetings and they want to, it's their chance to talk in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "Tell you, well, you know, and I started my career, you know, get off track." Anyway, today is National Caregivers Day. Health professionals who serve those who require long-term or hospice care. And by gosh, in my experience last year with mom, my mother, and some of the caregivers we ran, some of them, for the most part, they're excellent. There's a couple who don't pay attention, but the ones who really are on, you know, right on point, they're on what's going on. They are. Some of them are just excellent. They're like angels.
They're as good as gold, and they don't get enough credit.
No,
at all.
They don't. They go in there in a situation that you and I wouldn't go into.
Mm-hmm.
And we salute them today. National Caregivers Day. All right, thank you, gentlemen. 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have the latest on legislation to prevent another government shutdown. Ted has sports weekend ahead, right, Ted?
Oh, yeah. A lot of boxing, hoops, and hockey coming up. We'll detail it all in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the Blur.
Yeah, we'll have a preview of the Oscars, and we've got some funny jokes to pass along to you from yesterday. It's all good stuff. Entertainment news in the Blur coming up at 8:35.
And traffic and this weather situation. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.